Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Hi, and welcome back to Magic for English. I'm Daniel, your English coach and friend. In this episode, I will share my daily routine with you, from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to bed. The bonus point for you, you will also learn the must-know words to describe your daily routines. I speak slowly to make sure you understand every single word. Let me tell you what we'll do today. First, we'll listen to a simple story, my day. Second, we'll practice it together with a magic technique called shadowing. And finally, we'll review the vocabulary with easy meanings. Let's get started. Part 1. The story. A normal day in my life. I usually wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning. My alarm makes a loud sound. Beep, beep, beep. And sometimes I don't want to get up right away. I press the snooze button and close my eyes for 5 more minutes. Then I open my eyes again. Stretch my arms and legs, and slowly sit up in bed. I take a deep breath and stand up. Now, I'm ready to start the day. The first place I go is the bathroom. I turn on the light and look in the mirror. My hair is always a little messy in the morning. So I smile and say, "Good morning," to myself. I brush my teeth slowly and carefully for 2 minutes. Then I wash my face with cold water. It helps me wake up. On some days, I take a quick shower, especially when I feel very sleepy or if I need to leave early. The warm water helps me relax and feel fresh. After I finish in the bathroom, I go back to my room to get dressed. I open my closet and choose something simple, usually jeans and a soft t-shirt. If it's cold outside, I add a sweater or a jacket. I always try to wear clean and comfortable clothes. After getting dressed, I walk to the kitchen. It's time for breakfast. I start by making coffee. I love the smell of coffee in the morning. It makes me happy. While the water is boiling, I put 2 slices of bread into the toaster. When they pop up, I spread some butter and strawberry jam on top. Sometimes I also eat a banana or a boiled egg. I sit at the table, drink my coffee, and eat slowly. I don't like to rush in the morning. While I eat, I check my phone. I look at the time, read a few messages, and open my calendar to see my plan for the day. Then I pack my bag. I take my phone, keys, wallet, notebook, and water bottle. I put on my shoes and head out the door around 8:30. On most days, I walk to work. It's only 15 minutes from my home. The walk is nice. I listen to the birds, feel the cool air, and think about my goals. Sometimes I take the bus if it's raining or if I'm in a hurry. But today I walk. When I arrive, I find a quiet desk and sit down. I open my laptop and check my emails. I reply to a few students and make notes for later. Then I start planning lessons and writing podcast ideas. I enjoy this part of my job, thinking, writing, and helping people learn English. Around 11 o'clock, I stand up and take a short break. I stretch my back and arms, then walk to the kitchen and make a cup of green tea. I drink slowly and look out the window. It's good to pause and breathe. At 12:30, I eat lunch. Today, I packed a sandwich, some almonds, and an apple. I sit near the window and enjoy the quiet. After lunch, I work a little more. I read, write, and sometimes record short voice notes for future episodes. At 3 o'clock, I feel a little tired, so I go for a short walk. Just 10 minutes around the block helps me feel fresh again. At 5 o'clock, I finish work. I pack my things, say goodbye to the others, and walk back home. On the way, I stop at the fruit shop to buy bananas and oranges. I like having fresh fruit in the house. When I get home, I take off my shoes, put down my bag, and sit on the sofa. I feel a bit tired, so I rest for a few minutes and drink some water. At 6:30, I go to the kitchen to make dinner. I cook rice with vegetables and a little chicken. I like to keep things simple. While the food cooks, I listen to soft music. When dinner is ready, I sit at the table and eat slowly. After dinner, I wash the dishes and wipe the kitchen counter. A clean space helps me feel relaxed. Later in the evening, I go to my room. I change into my pajamas and turn on a small light. Sometimes I read a few pages of a book. Other times, I write a short note in my journal. Something good that happened during the day, or something I want to do tomorrow. Around 10:30, I brush my teeth again and turn off the lights. I get into bed, close my eyes, and take a deep breath. I feel calm and ready to sleep. And that's a normal day in my life. Simple, quiet, and good for me. Part 2. Shadowing Practice. Now, let's practice speaking English together. This is called shadowing. When I speak, you don't wait for me to finish the sentence. After 1 second, you start repeating me. You copy my words little by little. This is exactly like when your shadow follows you. Why? This will help you improve your pronunciation as well. Let's begin. In the morning. I usually wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning. The first thing I do is brush my teeth. At 8:30, I leave the house and go to work. In the afternoon, I check my emails and write a few notes. At 12:30, I eat lunch and take a short break. After lunch, I go for a short walk. In the evening, I get home, take off my shoes, and rest on the sofa. After I eat, I wash the dishes and clean the kitchen. I feel calm and ready to sleep. Well done. You just practiced a full day of English with clear, natural sentences. The more you repeat, the more fluent you become. Part 3. Vocabulary Recap. Now, let's review the words. I say the word, then I explain it to you with a very easy meaning. Let's go. 1. Stretch. Move your arms and legs to feel ready. 2. Brush. Clean your teeth with a toothbrush. 3. Shower. Wash your body with water. 4. Get dressed. Put on your clothes. 5. Pack my bag. Put things in my bag to get ready. 6. Put on my shoes. Wear my shoes. 7. Workspace. A place where people work together, but not in the same job. 8. Take the bus. Go somewhere by bus. 9. Make notes. Write short things to remember later. 10. Planning. Thinking about what to do. 11. Break. A short time to rest. 12. Walk back home. Walk to my house again. 13. Take off my shoes. Remove my shoes. 14. Wipe the kitchen counter. Clean the top part of the kitchen. 15. Change into my pajamas. Put on clothes for sleeping. 16. Journal. A notebook where you write about your day and thoughts. Great job! Today, you did something amazing. You listened to a full story in English. You learned real words, useful phrases, and simple sentences that you can use every day. Maybe you didn't understand every word. That's okay. What matters is you showed up, you pressed play, you listened, you practiced, and that means you're learning. Remember, learning English is just like your daily routine. You do small things every day, and slowly they become habits. You don't need to study for hours. You don't need to be perfect. You just need to keep going, one step at a time, one sentence at a time. That's how real progress happens. Some days are easy, some days are hard, but every day you practice, your English becomes stronger. Every word you speak gives you more confidence, and every time you try, you are already succeeding. Be proud of yourself. You are not just learning English, you are using it. You are building something new, something powerful. So smile, take a breath, and keep going. You are doing better than you think. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, follow the podcast, and leave a comment or message. Tell me, what does your day look like in English? Also, tell me what you would like me to teach you next. Thank you for being here with me today. I'm Daniel, and this is Magic for English. I'll see you in the next episode. Until then, stay curious, stay kind, and don't give up. You've got this.
Menards Black Friday Sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.